morning. And I have my producer, Satoshi, with me in the studio. Hi, Satoshi. How are you?
I'm good, Elnor. How are you?
Good. Now, you wanted to talk to us about a festival that is happening this Saturday, that is tomorrow. It's called the Inner West, what is it? Fest by Inner West.
Yes, it's a collaboration between the Inner West Council with the SXSW Festival, which we all probably know about. It's a very popular festival that's extended its way to Sydney now. And in collaboration with the Inner West Council, they're bringing us some amazing music performances that are going to last the whole night.
Well, the Inner West Council have been very, very busy. They had the Marrickville Festival last Sunday. Did you go to that?
Oh, no, I couldn't go to that.
Oh, I went to that. And I tell you what, I went there I was going there by bike just as the wind picked up. And it was that wind. And I got, there was this dust in my eyes. I could hardly see anything. And then I got there. And then as soon as I was locking my bike, there was Dave from the Night Packers sitting down, recovering from his big boozy afternoon, ready for him to perform. And then everybody got blown away. It was like, yeah. There's so much wind and there's so much dust everywhere. There's all these gazebos almost flying around. It was quite incredible.
Oh, sounds like an experience.
So I hope it doesn't happen this week. So, okay, so this is not in Marrickville, it is in Enmore. Is that
Enmore,
right?
Enmore, yes.
Okay, so whereabouts are we talking?
So in general, it's in the, it starts on the top of the Enmore Road. The area is called the Enmore Road Precinct.
Mm-hmm.
So starting from the top of the road, you can walk your way down to different venues, have a couple of drinks there, grab some food and go to different venues, experience all the festivals and all the events going there.
Okay, so I think there's the Factory Theatre, the Duke, Vic on the Park, Trocadero, Enmore Hotel and the Warren View Hotel, all very good venues. And there's a lot of bands playing. I can see this. They're featuring Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers. That seems to be the headliner.
Yes. They have a very, very good lineup of bands.
Right. What do you know about these bands?
I am not going to lie. There is not much I know, but there are a few that I've heard of, and I'm very excited about Jasmine Forty.
Mm-hmm.
She's a UK-based artist, and I'm really excited to hear her.
What does she do? What kind of genre is Jasmine Forty?
It's a bit of everything. Most of it is rock-based.
Mm-hmm.
Again, my music knowledge isn't very, very well.
We have to say this. She's only been here a week or two at 2SCR. She hasn't quite got the music knowledge down yet.
Not yet.
You're learning.
I'm working
towards
it.
We're trying to educate you. Okay. But I don't know half of those, most of those bands. I mean, so anyway, good luck to you to try and explain to me who they are. So who else is there? Who else can you recommend
The lineup, like we just said, is amazing. They have so many different venues and they're doing so many different bands, so many solo artists on different venues. And some of the popular ones that I've heard of or I'm excited about, I said, was Jasmine T.
Jasmine 40.
Then we have 40. Yep. We have Le Boom from Ireland.
Yeah.
And other than that,
and we got someone from UK, Humane.
Humane.
The
yeah.
Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then Freak Slug. Also from UK. And the rest are local.
They're all. So mm-hmm. that's the thing with this festival. They're getting us some international music artists, but they're also giving a very good platform to the local Australian artists to showcase their talent and kind of increase their followership.
Mm-hmm. So is there any like on street, you know, like just roadside busks, or is it all in the venues?
So the scheduled ones are all in the venues,
mm-hmm.
but there could be roadside busks. Like there's one very popular busk who plays on George Street in Town Hall. Her name's Jasmine.
40.
No, not the 40. There's another Jasmine. She is predicted to be there as well, to be busking, but she's not scheduled in the lineup.
Okay.
So she could just be busking there.
All right. I saw this very funky, like they looked like they were from Nimbin, but they were local Marrickville troupe, and they were in the middle of the road at the Marrickville Festival, and they was They were plugged in, except for the flute player, but she was quite loud. And they were, yeah, very hippie, very, yeah. very just fun. It was just a lot of fun. Just crazy fun.
That's yep. that's the vibe they're, yep. they're going for here as well. It's yep. just as long as it's fun and the public likes it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the tickets are free, I believe, but you do have to RSVP. How do you do that?
Yes, the tickets are free, but you can go on the website handsometours.com
mm-hmm.
and then you can go on the page for the fest there and register for whatever events you want.
Okay.
Because some of them have limited seating, so you want to make sure that you are registered so they won't allow just everyone in those shows.
That's what they say. Well, I hope it's not as busy as the, what was the Newtown, the King Street Crawl. I mean, you had to line up for about 45 minutes to get into any of those things.
Yes, I heard.
Yes. Well, I was there, so I knew firsthand. Look, thank you, Satishi. Sorry. Everyone knows who listens to my show that I'm terrible with pronunciation, so don't take it personally.
I will not.
But thank you for giving us your insight into the fest by Inner West.